And incidentally, if you're not speaking, please mute your phones. A lot of you have background noise going on, and it's difficult to hear many of you. Good evening. Alex is the next person on the stack. I'm sorry, Serene. I didn't hear you, and you've spoken several times this evening. Go ahead, Alex.
No, that's because you were over time. So it's hard to hear when...
Serene, will you let me speak?
Listen,
we'll have your turn.
Serene, you're in no position to say that your voice is coming in loud and clear this evening. I apologize. Ask your friends if your voice is coming in loud and clear, okay? I'm not trying to rearrange the stack. All I want is people to speak and for time to be up and the meeting to be over. So, Alex, please, you have the...
Okay, when a local station board consistently violates its bylaws, violates the Pacifica bylaws, and when they expose Pacifica to legal repercussions because they are involving themselves in personnel matters for which they have no authority whatsoever to be involved in it, since the Pacifica National Board never gave them that authority, then it is the responsibility of the Pacifica National Board to rein in that local station board. The local station boards are committees of the Pacifica National Board, and the Pacifica National Board would be negligent in its fiduciary duties if it did not rein in a rogue local station board. And when we are talking about the KPFT local station board, it is indeed a rogue local station board that has consistently failed over the past few months, has ignored willfully all the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and has, as a result, has put the foundation in legal jeopardy. And I don't like to quote the founders of this country, but there is one quote that I do like, and that is the idea that corrupt behavior should not be rewarded. The current makeup of the local station board of KPFT has come about as a result of corrupt practices by the unscrupulous leaders of that local station board, who consistently ignore the bylaws and all the principles of the Pacifica Foundation. So it is time to rein in this local station board, force them to adhere to the bylaws, and as long as they refuse to do so, we are taking away some of their rights until they fall into line. Thank you.
Prove that what you are
Thank
saying,
you,
sir.
Mr. Steinberg. I'm sorry?
That was certainly not 90 seconds, but I guess the timekeeper will come back when it's my turn.
Well, that's Ms. Jacobs. I can't keep time on everything. At any rate, it's not your turn. It's Ms. Garner's turn. And before Ms. Garner goes, I'm going to ask, and if you have a lot of background noise, please mute your phone so everybody can hear. Ms. Garner, you have the floor.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. I think that Adriana is the one that is full of BS. She's the one who used those words. The KPFT LSB is completely out of control, and there is no doubt in my mind that what they are attempting to do is they're trying to get rid of our representation on the national board by doing what they're doing to build, what they did to Bill Crozier, what they did to Robert Mark, and what they did to me as a personnel issue. They are completely rogue. To give you an example, they're including Obadike on all of the emails as though he is still the manager. They have Obadike on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting for the manager's report. Obadike is going to give the manager's report tomorrow. They are completely and totally out of control, and it is because they are trying to usurp the majority that we currently hold on the national board, because we're actually getting some things done. Ted Weisgall is totally and completely out of control. Many of the people on there are. With regards to the action that they took against me, it did absolutely nothing to resolve any issues between me and the complainant. All they wanted to do was suspend me from work for 2 weeks with no pay. They want to suspend me from the airways for four or more weeks. They want me to take sensitivity. training at my own expense. And if anybody files a code of conduct complaint against me in the future, I lose my job. And
somebody have a broken clock.
Now, so
this is Jake.
Robert Gartner, Ted Weisgall, was informed by the manager, Larry Winters, that this was a personnel issue, that he was trying to take care of it, but the other person, Robert Gartner, was not complying.
Okay, fine.
They took testimony. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Garner. Ms. Roberts?
Very good. Okay, so I don't know where to begin with this nonsense. You have had, you know, the LSB wrote to the PNB regularly as this process went on, as these processes went on. They told us what they were doing. They told us why. They gave us reports of the meetings. And without inviting either the person who was present at the disciplinary, who chaired the disciplinary actions, or the current chair of the board, or any of the members of the board who are not on the PNB, you guys get up here and start talking trash, and you, Mr. Chair, in spite of my repeated point of order, allow them to name people and to impugn motive, ill motives, to people who are not present to defend themselves. Pretty damn disgusting, I think. In addition, you know, if somebody thinks that it's cool for Robert Mark to throw a nasty salute up at an LSB meeting, okay, to a woman of color, then they need to stand up and say that. Let's not pretend that the LSB just out of thin air decided to question people. Bill Crozier has lied to his LSB. Bill Crozier lied to this PNB at our last executive session. Nothing was done. So if his LSB wants to take him to task for the wreck that he's making of what's left of this foundation, we should be thanking them, because clearly the motive here among many is let's get what we can get. And to hell with whatever moral compromises we may have to make, as long as we can get the majority vote to get the things that we want. That's pretty damn sick. Okay? So I move to table this motion, and I move that we invite members of the KPFT LSB on to discuss the situation.
Chair,
thank you very much. Roberts, you said that you moved to table this motion. Is there a second?
Roberts,
your motion has been seconded. So now we're going to go ahead and vote on tabling it.
Has it been written down to us?
It's pretty straightforward. I don't think we need to see it in writing. A yes vote is to table this motion. However, Ms. Roberts, I need to ask you, you wish to table this motion until when? Would you just clarify that, please? You said until...
Table the motion and invite the KPFT LSB to send 3 or 4 people to discuss this matter with us, because what we have are emails. What they have, some of them, is their reputation being trashed nationally with no opportunity to speak.
Ms. Roberts, may I suggest an even number of people?
Okay. All right.
It's fine.
Okay. So
there's a motion to table.
Okay. Yes, vote tables and no vote does not. Go ahead.
Grace,
Hey, hold on.
No.
That's 4 people.
No to tabling.
No to tabling
the motion.
I mean, yes is to table the motion, so no means that it won't be tabled. Okay, so Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay, Jim Brown is yes. Okay, Adriana Casanet?
Yes.
Kathleen is yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Crozier is no. Catherine Davis?
Oh, come on. Why are we... I'm sorry. Point of order.
We're in the middle of a vote.
I'm sorry.
Right, but why is
Crozier
the beneficiary of the motion voting on it?
Aki?
Continue with the vote, Aki.
Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Yes.
Mansour votes no, please. No, not the table. Mature votes, not the table.
Hang on a second. Okay, Benito Diaz.
Hi.
What?
You want to walk?
Benito Diaz.
Of course.
Benito Diaz.
Sorry.
Oh. Yes. Members, if you're not speaking, mute your phones.
I'm a little...
You have several phones. Background noise. Several.
Hang on, I'm going to have to mute all these people. Benito Diaz?
I said yes.
Benito is yes, okay. All right, thank you. And Vandagana?
No.
Okay. Vanda is no. Okay, Jan Goodman?
Jan Goodman? No, no table.
Okay, Jan Goodman, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina Jacobs is no. All right. Ken Hofer?
No.
Ken Hofer is no. Okay. Robert Mark?
Abstain.
Robert Mark abstain.
One person.
Shereen Roberts?
Mr. Chair, why are people directly affected by this motion?
No.
Voting? They should be recusing themselves.
Hang on just a minute.
Ms. Roberts, let them vote.
Yes.
Mr. Crozier wishes to recuse himself. He can recuse himself. Let's finish this vote.
Hang on.
It's actually material to the situation.
Hang on. I can't hear.
Do you guys understand self-hanging and self-dealing?
Hang on. That's right. Nancy Soden?
Mansour votes no. Did you take my vote?
Yes, I got your
vote. Thank
you. Yes. And Nancy Soden?
Yeah.
What's that, Nancy?
Yes to table. Yes to table. We can hear from people to defend themselves.
Okay, Alex Steinberg?
No to table. Let's end this charade already.
Okay, and Tanaka is no. Temba? Shibanda? Temba?
Yes.
Tamba? Okay, Tamba is yes. Maskira?
Yes.
Maskira is yes. And Jonathan, Alexander?
No to tabling.
Jonathan? Okay, no to tabling. All right. Catherine Davis, you passed. Catherine? Catherine?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay, Catherine abstains. All right. And Sweet Roberts?
Oh, absolutely, it should be tabled. It's only fair that if people are going to be attacked, that they should be allowed to speak for themselves.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
You're welcome.
Why you ask for, why you are for...
Mr. Secretary, can I ask how you recorded my vote? This is Alan Steinberg.
10 no and 2 abstention. The table, so the motion is out table. Okay. All right.
Mr. Secretary, I was trying to change my vote to an abstain.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I was
so,
muted.
Cordial abstains. All right.
So repeat the tally.
7 yes, 9 no, and 3 abstention.
Okay, we're not tabling that, and we are at time for this item. Therefore, we will go to a vote on the main motion. This is still item number 4 on the main KPFT LSB motion. Mr. Secretary, go ahead with the vote.
Wait a second. Grace.
Yes on the motion.
Okay. All right. So,
Mr. Chair, I'm requesting that you read the tally.
It was 9 yes.
No.
And 7 no.
Right, but why is it?
No, it's the other way around.
It's 7 yes, 9 no, and 3 abstention.
I'm asking that the secretary read the tally. Who voted out?
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Sure. All right. Grace Allen, no. Jonathan Alexander, no. Jim Brown, yes. Adriana Casanet, yes. Bill Clojure, abstain. Catherine Davis, abstain. Benito Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner is no. Jan Goodman is no. Serena Jacob is no. Kim Loeffler is no. Robert Mark, abstain. Serena Roberts is yes. Monzo Savai is no. Nancy Sutton, yes. Alex Steinberg, no. Aki Tanaka, no. Temba Shibanda, yes. Mosquito Washington, yes. So 7 yes, 9 no, 3 abstention.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. We are voting on the main motion. Go ahead.
So Grace Allen said yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana Kasanev?
Absolutely no. You don't have that right.
Okay. Bill Clojure? Bill Clojure?
Pass.
Bill Clojure passes. Catherine Davis?
I pass.
Okay. Catherine Davis has. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Ron McGarner?
Yes.
Ron is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Loeffler?
Yes.
Loeffler is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Mark passes. Serena Roberts?
Mansour votes
absolutely
yes.
Absolutely not.
Okay, Mansour is yes.
Yes.
Mr. Kier, come call.
Nancy Sullivan?
Mr. Mansour is having phone problems because he's probably taking pledges in our phone room, but try to wait till your turn, Mansour. Continue.
He doesn't recognize his name.
Nancy Sullivan?
I don't even think this is a legal vote. I'm going to abstain, and I think the LSB of KPFT should just ignore this and do what they voted to
okay.
do.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's time we write.
Yes,
yes. Time to write and vote for the rogue LSP.
Okay, Tanaka is yes. Temba Shibanda? Temba
no.
Shibanda? Shibanda is no. Okay. Mosquito? Washington? Mosquito? Okay, Mosquito, I've got to get back to you. Jonathan, Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes, all right.
Aki, Andrea,
yes.
I was able to join you. Okay.
Oh, okay, Andrea. Hi, Aki,
this is Nancy. Could you change my vote to not voting?
Okay, Nancy is not voting.
Thanks.
All right, got it. Okay, so we're voting on item number 4. Okay, so Bill Clojure?
Abstain.
Okay, Bill Clojure abstains. All right. Captain Davis?
Abstain.
Captain Davis abstains. All right. And Robert Mark, you pass? Yeah, I'll get to you, Andrea. Robert Mark?
I have to abstain.
Okay, Robert Mark abstains. Andrea Turner?
I abstain also. Thank you.
Okay, Andrea Turner. And Mosquito? Mosquito?
Absolutely no, and the
Ellis
should...
Okay, Mosquito is... All right, Mosquito is... No, okay, got it. All right. So right now I have 9 yes, 6 no, 4 abstention, and 1 not voting. So that's 20 votes.
Okay. Motion carries.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Mark.
I've raised this point many times. Not voting and abstention are the same thing. You abstain
okay,
from
right.
voting, you're not voting.
Which is abstaining. Right.
Okay, 5 abstentions. So 9 yes, 6 no, 5 abstentions. Thank you.
We're on item number five. Mr. Secretary, item number five says 60 minutes. Is that a misprint?
Well, that was a starting point, but...
Okay, no, I'm just making sure because it's a little unusual. No problem. We have 60 minutes on this item. It's bylaws, amendments, discussion, and voting.
Mr. Chair.
Added this to the agenda? That was Aki, actually. Ms. Robertson, is that you? I'm sorry, I hear Ms. Robertson, I hear Adriana.
I think Adriana might have beat me by a couple of seconds.
Okay, it's a little difficult with the delay. Adriana, you have a point of information?
We have. How could that be bylaw amendments when was no mention before that will be in the agenda, when we have only 10 minutes till we go to executive session? Can anybody explain that to me? We have
Apparently not. Apparently no one can explain that one to you. I know. That's why I was asking.
It's Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill, can you help on that one?
There's no time certain for the adjournment of the open session.
No, it's not true. It's in the original agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Just one moment. Looking on it. Oh, there it is. Okay. That's the problem. No, there isn't a time certain on the open session.
Mr. Chair, can I be heard?
Yes. Ms. Roberts?
Okay. There's a time certain for the beginning of the closed session. And since we are the
That's
same
what
body,
I'm clicking around trying to get to.
But I don't understand why we keep having this same discussion. We've been down this road before.
It's all like deja vu, I know.
Session.
Every meeting. That's part of the problem with having three or four meetings a month. At any rate, let me take a look here. I'm looking on the open session. Yes, it has a time certain of starting at 9:30
executive
Eastern.
Session. The executive
Larry.
Session is noticed for 10 p.m. It is 9:30.
No, I'm sorry. Agenda, it says 9:30.
I don't know what he put on the agenda. I know what I put on.
Better because it's past 9:30. That's what I was just saying. So at any rate, that's 7 minutes from now. We could argue over whether or not we have time to talk about it, or we could talk about it for 7 minutes, or somebody could possibly bring forth a motion to extend time, as is customary in these situations. And since no one is speaking up, as I said before, we are on item number five.
Jan Goodman moving to extend time for the meeting.
The PNB website says 10 o'clock for the executive session.
This is Serene. I'd like to speak with regard to...
So that's like it would require a two-thirds majority to extend time. Pocket of stuff here. I'm sorry, that's why I was asking why this was 60 minutes. I don't think I'm disagreeing here. At any rate, there's a motion on the floor to extend time. Ms. Goodman didn't say how long, and I didn't hear a second.
Bill for the stack.
Second.
Are you seconding?
I asked for the stack.
Bill has a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order, Bill?
There's no need for a motion to extend time. We don't have to go to executive session at 10 o'clock. There's no time certain for adjournment of the open session. And we have a lot of really important bylaws that were put off from last week that we need to get through this week.
Wait, you just said there was a time certain. Why are these two information?
Look at the agenda. There's nothing on the agenda for time certain.
Yeah, if you look at it, there's no time certain ending. The only real time certain is for ending the closed session. And I hope we do.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Can I say something?
Yes, Ms. Kasanoff.
At the beginning of the meeting, you approved, and you told us that the only two things that were adding to the agenda was those two items that the secretary put there. Our original agenda said adjournment time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's the only thing that were there were two items. Who changed it to the point that it's not certain, 10 p.m., not certain time to adjourn?
I'm sorry, you lost me, because we're on the second item, and no, on this agenda, there's no time certain for the ending of it. And again, even if the time certain, a two-thirds, we could just vote on it, and a two-thirds majority to extend a bit would extend the meeting.
I don't
know what the body wants, and we'll never find out if it's going back and forth with points of order.
The agenda on the PNB website says 10 p.m. time certain.
Exactly.
We did not vote to change that. We only voted to add items 4 and 5.
So it seems to me that you and Ms. Goodman are in agreement. If it's a time certain in 4 minutes, then it still takes a two-thirds majority to extend, but not without a motion. And I did hear the motion that was seconded. So it would seem that whichever way you look at it, it's time for a vote,
the
Secretary.
This is Catherine. I have a point of information.
Just a moment. I have to ask Ms. Goodman.
Jonathan.
How long did you want to extend this meeting for?
Was there a
minutes.
Second?
And I'm going to ask all of you to motion to state how long you want to extend the meeting for, otherwise it takes up more time.
I said, okay, extend the meeting for 20 minutes. Jan, good.
20 minutes, and that was seconded. Now, Mr. Secretary, we're going to go on a vote, and this requires a two-thirds majority, and since it's 3 minutes till, if we don't vote to extend, we'll adjourn and go to closed session, at which point I will have to disconnect my phone and reconnect it. I'm just telling you now. So,
okay.
A yes vote
right.
Ends this meeting for 20
Request
minutes.
Information.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm looking at the agenda that Aki sent out. It has the extra items that were added. It does not have a time certain on it. It has everything that we
look
voted
at,
on.
Look at the one on the website, Bill.
Either way, again, I don't know how either of you who are arguing can see how it's going to turn out some other way besides a vote.
There is no time.
Do you think we're not about to vote on this?
Catherine, for a point of information, please.
Yes, Ms. Davis, what's your point of information?
Oh, wow. Is it the case that the agenda that we approved would be the agenda in operation, not the proposed agenda on the website?
And we voted to add item 4 and 5. We did not vote to change the time certain.
Thank you, Ms. Jordan.
Exactly.
Right.
But
we voted to go to a vote.
By the secretary.
We did not vote on the agenda.
It doesn't matter. That item is passed. Okay, we're now on item number. We're now on item number 5, which was Alex, which was ironically set up at 60 minutes as though we would actually debate 60 minutes on anything. Have you guys just, did you just come to this board?
Do you have any inkling of what a bylaws amendment is that you are
that
willing to just throw it out?
Can we vote?
What the hell is about?
Why are you entertaining
exactly.
That man's right. 1 minute?
Enough.
We have 1 minute.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
I'm going to go to a vote. Hopefully, you don't have to mute everyone while you take their votes. Take the vote.
Everyone.
This is a vote to extend time, by the way, for 20 minutes.
Okay, all right. So,
and before we take this vote, understand, it's going to take a two-thirds majority to pass, right?
Right,
thank
exactly.
You.
All right. So 20-minute extension, great time. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Grace is yes, all right.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Time extension? Adriana Casanez? Time extension?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, Bill Crozier, time extension?
Yes, but I don't think we need this.
Yeah.
The extent, I don't
okay.
need to, we don't need to vote.
Right. Okay. Catherine Davis?
Order, everybody, please, just yes, no, or abstain.
Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Okay. Benita Diaz?
No.
Benita is no. All right. Rhonda Garner?
No.
Rhonda Garner is no. Okay. Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene? Serene is no. Mansour
no.
Sabat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Serene is no. Mansour Sabat? This is sort of hanging around. All right. TM is hanging. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy is no. Okay, Alex Steinberg?
I'll vote yes in process. There's absolutely no need to vote to spend time when there is.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, all right. So,
there is a time certain. We can vote to get rid of time certain.
No.
Tamba Shibanda is no. Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Turner is yes. Okay, Maskira, Washington?
No.
Musk is no. Okay, Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. And Jim Brown?
Oh, come on.
Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. All right. And let's see. I think Mansour Sabat?
Yes.
Mansour is yes. All right. All right. Got it. So I think I got all the votes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, 8. So it's 12 yes, 8 no, so it's not.
What?
12 yes, 8 no.
But that's not a 2/3.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill.
Exactly.
I don't think you ever ruled on my point of order, which was that the agenda we approved mm-hmm. did not. It had everything on it.
Okay.
It had the items 4 and 5 had everything, and did not have a time certain to adjourn, so we didn't need to have that vote.
Well, that's true.
What do you mean? You're not the chair.
All right, we'll do.
You're ignoring the. That was being amended.
No one has the floor. I'm calling you all to order. I did not rule the point of order. He is correct. But I'm ruling, Bill, that we did need. I ruled that we needed a 2/3 majority. Do you want to challenge my point? My ruling.
What is the ruling?
Well, yes,
we've already voted.
Because there was no time certain on the procurement on the agenda, so we didn't need to extend time.
It was on the website, Bill. We did not address that on the amendments.
Well,
Chair, you said that the website, because I haven't had a chance to take care of it.
I think sort of a
Could I just sort of make a comment
about the agendas and the purpose?
Okay.
It's true that the purpose of the meeting, special meeting, is to do the board, you know, process and operations.
Mr. Chair, you made a ruling. We have already voted.
I just gave the secretary the floor to try to clarify things, not just for you, but for the people listening on the stream.
Okay, so the thing to keep in mind is that the purpose for the meeting is on the website. Agenda, on the other hand, is not a strict rule. Agenda is only there as a suggestion as to what could be on the meeting so people could be prepared for what to anticipate. The actual agenda item is voted on once the meeting convenes. And then the agenda that we were voting on was the one that was distributed. And Bill Crozier is right, that the agenda we were looking at is the one that was distributed to the PNB members. So, you know, it's whatever the agenda is, whether it's on the website or how it's distributed, it's only a suggestion as to what will be in the final approved agenda, okay? So it's not cast in stone is what I'm saying.
I'd like to speak. Ben?
Just a moment. But what's your point, Aki?
Well, what I'm saying is that what I'm supporting what Bill says is that once, you know, the agenda we were voting on was the agenda that was in front of us.
No.
It's the one that
no.
was distributed.
That's not the one we were voting on. Because we voted to add item 4 and 5. Come on, everybody heard it. We voted to add items 4 and 5 to the agenda.
We voted to allow them to be on.
Go back and listen to it.
Exactly.
You would like it to be that way, but we did not resolve the conflict.
Ahead of my, please. This is crazy. Can we go on to the rest of the meeting?
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. You know what? Mr. Roberts. Okay, now. That is much better. Just a moment. When we took that vote on the agenda, it was, we voted on the agenda as it was, including items 4 and 5. We voted not to remove them because my ruling was something that hopefully the secretary recorded in the minutes. At any rate, this has been a delightful waste of time. It's 7:08 now. Aki, the point that I was wondering if you were getting at was, again, that didn't require, were you trying to say that it did not require a two-thirds vote, that it only required a majority? What was your point? You lost me.
Well, I think I was sort of going with Bill.
Why did you wait until he started talking before you started talking? That's just a simple desire to interrupt him while he's speaking.
I was just sort of supporting his argument that there was no need for a time extension. That's all.
Well, that's too late. We already voted.
That makes sense. I need to ask
okay.
I don't understand what is so confusing. If we have an open meeting and then a closed meeting, and the closed meeting has a start time, obviously the open meeting must end in order for us to begin at the noticed time of the closed meeting. What is the mystery here? We keep doing this.
But they are two different meetings.
Mr. Chair.
And Ms. Roberts, you just made me realize. You cleared it up, actually, Ms. Roberts. They're two different meetings.
It
doesn't matter if they're the same body or not. They're two different meetings. And each meeting is conducted separately. And you can yell at me all you want, but it's not going to change the fact, Ms. Roberts.
I'm not yelling at you. You had trouble hearing me earlier. I want to make sure you can hear me now because it said time certain, 10 p.m. Where's the confusion?
I don't think we're confused. So, go ahead and...
Give me the floor. Everybody can speak my
name. Ms. Kasanev, by all means, go ahead.
Are you giving me the floor, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The first thing is, we put an agenda there that is public, everybody saw it, the secretary changed it, and we vote to add those two items. Even when it was illegal, you vote to put it there. We have an executive session that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time that is already passed. We went through all of this, and then you said, and you can go and hear your own recording, and it's a good thing that the listeners can hear because this is open session. You said, we need to vote in a standing chance, 20 minutes, and because we start the other at 10, and we have a concert of 10 p.m., you said require two-thirds. We went to the vote, before the vote, you said exactly if these two-thirds fail, I need to hang up, and we need to go and call again. You say all of that, and it's in the recording, right? Then suddenly,
yeah, imagine saying something and then having a moment to think about it when 22 people aren't yelling and shouting at you. Imagine how that works.
May I finish, sir?
Chair, time has expired. Point of order. Chair, point of order. The time has expired. Please adjourn the meeting.
Okay, we need to adjourn the meeting. It's exactly. We cannot start. After you lost the vote, you cannot start.
Mr. Chair, will you chair the meeting and stop these people from speaking out of order?
I actually gave her the floor, and sometimes I find it soothing. Go ahead, Ms. Kasaneff.
Come on.
Chair, point of order. Time has expired. Please adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, your word, and you said that you need to serve. We vote.
Not only is the meeting going to be adjourned, it's going to be adjourned for 4 minutes. I have to get another phone. Meeting's adjourned.
Why?